From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling today overturned the constitutional right to an abortion. Here in Idaho, that means an abortion ban, with few exceptions, is set to go into effect in 30 days. Now, Planned Parenthood said it will continue to provide abortion care in Idaho as long as it's legally able to. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Misty Della Caprini-Tolman, the Idaho State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, about this U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Well, here we are, and it's not as if Planned Parenthood and families across the nation did not see this coming. But can I also assume that knowing that something as critical as this was coming didn't necessarily soften the blow?
Yeah, that's 100% accurate. You and I have talked before about how we knew this decision was coming. We've known it was coming. We've been preparing for it. And yet, turns out something as monumental as this, it really doesn't help it feel any less devastating to know that the court has failed us.
Can you remind us of who has walked through the door of Planned Parenthood for healthcare? There is no stereotype here, right?
Right. I mean, I think people think they have in their minds, what type of person walks in the door of a health center and what type of person might be seeking abortion care. But we see everyone. We see everyone from all kinds of walks of life. We see conservatives, we see progressives, we see people who already have children and are coming to seek an abortion. We see young folks, we see older people. I mean, there truly is no stereotype that fits our patients.
Can you give us a sense of what the mood or resolve has been for the last few weeks within your organization and what you've been hearing from the public?
Yeah, I think that those, it runs the gamut. There's a whole spectrum of feelings that are happening all at the same time, right? I mean, we are devastated. We are outraged. We are ready to fight like hell. And that's the resolve within the organization. We know that the Supreme Court has taken away our right to abortion. They've taken away the power to control our own bodies and control our own personal decisions. They've taken that power away and given it to politicians. This court that's now dominated by justices who are hostile to our freedoms have robbed us of our power to control our own bodies and therefore our own futures. So, I think that the devastation, the outrage, and the resolve are all existing at the same time for folks who are working in repro right now. And of course, we're hearing similar feelings from our patients and our supporters and our volunteers and activists, right? They're on a roller coaster of emotions that run from fear and concern to outrage and wanting to make sure that they can stand with us, making sure that they can be prepared to help get patients to where they need to be to get care. I mean, people are coming out of the woodwork wanting to volunteer and make sure that their friends and neighbors are taken care of.
Let's talk about what your organization has called a regional response. And up first, can we assume that the closing of the Boise Planned Parenthood location was part of some analysis of regional resources?
That's absolutely what it was. We did know this decision was coming, so I can't say that it had no influence on the decision that we made. But months and months ago, we started a thorough evaluation of our patients' needs, of our own operations costs, and what the future of care would look like in Idaho. And during that, evaluation, we were just trying to figure out how we could most efficiently serve our patients. So we decided to, merge our Boise and Meridian health centers, basically combine our Ada County locations so that we could distribute those resources differently. And we sunk them heavily into telemedicine. There's a lot that we can do through telehealth so that we can free up in-person care. We sunk them into our patient navigator team so that our team could be ready, you know, the day that this ban goes into effect, to stand hand in hand with a patient and walk them through every single step of the way, because we know that they're scared. We know it's going to be confusing, and we want them to know that we're here for them and we're ready to help them get wherever they need to get, connect them with the resources they need to be connected to, and then get them back home for any follow-up care they might need. And merging those health centers helped us free up those resources to be able to do that. Now, that, you know, this is an experiment, right? Like, this is what we think we need to do in this moment in time to meet the needs of our patients, which is always what our driving motivation is. If we find that this isn't meeting our patients' needs, a third health center in Idaho is not off the table.
So can I assume then that as far as a regional response and as far as options going forward, they might include Washington, Oregon, Colorado?
Yes, absolutely. We are taking a regional approach to care at this time. We have bordering states that will continue to have access to abortion after the Supreme Court's decision. And they are really concerned about Idahoans. And they have come together with us months ago to start making plans on how they can free up their capacity to be able to handle an influx of Idaho patients. And we're partnering with abortion funds to be able to make sure we can connect patients with those resources and get them to the health centers in our bordering states.
Well, I have to assume that the calls are coming in fairly steadily. So what is your message to someone who asks about or needs abortion services?
Yeah, for those in need of care, I want folks to know that Planned Parenthood's patient navigator team is ready. We've been ready. We've been preparing for this moment. We were built for this moment. And we're ready to work with you every step of the way to help you find the appointment that you need, to connect you with financial resources and logistics support, to, you know, leave the state and travel to find an appointment out of state, to find lodging, to cover the cost of travel, provide follow-up care here in Idaho if you need it. So I would just say, if you need our help, if you need abortion care, if you need any type of reproductive care, get in touch with Planned Parenthood's patient navigators, and we can help you. If not here in Idaho, we can help you get to the care you need. And that number is 1-800-230-PLAN. That they can call to get a hold of our patient navigator team. You know, on one hand, we've been preparing on the health center side to really be able to continue to care for our patients in Idaho. And on the other hand, we've been working nonstop on the advocacy side, and this is not going to stop us. We're going to rebuild. We're shifting from protecting abortion rights to reclaiming that freedom that is ours. We're never going to stop fighting to restore and defend the rights of people seeking abortion care, seeking sexual and reproductive health care. We know that generations before us have fought tirelessly to gain and protect these rights. And now it's our turn to pick up that mantle. Together, we're going to go hard to make sure that everyone has the care they need to control their bodies and to build their own futures. And that means that no politicians and no bans and no judges should be able to block our personal medical decisions. So this fight is far from over. We know it's not going to be solved tomorrow. We know it's not going to be solved in a year. But we have the strength in numbers, and we have the power in our united voices to restore and reclaim this freedom.
That was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, talking with Misty Della Caprini-Tolman, the Idaho State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, about the U.S. Supreme Court decision today.